This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So the globalists are trying to destroy society. They got people that identify as dogs now that we got to pay for because they're going to be mentally ill and identify as a dog. People that want Drano pouring their eyes, you got to pay for them as taxpayers. And, you know, it all starts with, hey, we'll pay for my sex change. Next, pay for my abortion. Now, pay to gouge my eyeballs out. Well, here's Mark Dye's transitional man. Don't say tranny or they'll arrest you in California, even though that's the word they gave themselves. White man identifies as a Filipino. Here's Mark Dye.
All aboard. Next stop is Crazy Town. We're going to Crazy Town to meet this white man who identifies as a Filipino woman down in Florida. You guys remember Rachel Dolezal, right? The transracial pioneer, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman who puts a bronzer on her face and cornrows in her hair and identifies as black. Well, now we have this guy who's identifying as Filipino and female. Here he is giving an interview with WTSP Channel 10 in Tampa, where he says that he wasn't sure if he was a weirdo or not when he first started feeling like he was Filipino. And so he started a transracial support group on Facebook and found some fellow transracial people, which confirmed that this is just a totally normal condition.
And the trans species.
Whenever I'm around the music, I'm around the food. I feel like I'm in my own skin. I'd watch the History Channel sometimes for
hours.
What
if I think I'm like the president?
You know, whenever
trans-presidential,
and you know, nothing else intrigued me more, but you know, things about, you know, Filipino culture.
It's possible, I guess, we can hope that this guy is trolling, but this would be a pretty elaborate prank because he drives around in what's called a tuk-tuk, an Asian vehicle that is used for public transit in the Philippines. And if you look into this guy's eyes, he does look like a total psycho. This local Tampa station that did this story even interviewed a psychologist who, instead of saying that this guy needs some therapy, seemed to endorse his insanity as being totally normal. Dr. Stacy Schechter is a licensed psychologist with a BA from Washington University, plus an MA and doctorate from Florida State. She hasn't had a client who wanted to change their race, but she has worked with many clients wanting to change their body in some way. Quote, if somebody feels like they're at home with a certain religion, a certain race, a certain culture, I think that if that's who they really feel inside, life is about finding out who you are. The more knowledge you have of yourself, the happier you can be. And as long as it's not hurting yourself or anyone else, I don't see a problem with that. What the hell is wrong with you? You're supposed to be helping the mentally ill, not encouraging them. At least Rachel Dolezal did her best to play the part. She bronzed her skin, she dyed her hair, she put it in cornrows. But this guy just looks like a crazy white guy with pink hair. I mean, if you're going to embrace transracialism, you got to go all the way. Like this blonde-haired, blue-eyed Brazilian guy who decided to get a bunch of plastic surgery after he went and studied in South Korea so that he could, quote, become Korean. Oh, this is a true story. This really is him. Of course, he's wearing contacts and dyed his hair black, but he really did get plastic surgery to make his eyes squinty. And if you don't think that's enough of a commitment to someone's new identity, let me just introduce you to Ava Tiamat Baphomet Medusa, the transgender trans species dragon lady who was born a man who now identifies as a dragon, a female dragon, and changed its name to Ava Tiamat Baphomet Medusa. Tiamat is a dragon in Babylonian culture. Many of you already know what Baphomet is. This guy got his ears cut off, his nose cut off, got his eyes tattooed green, got his face tattooed, and got some other implants above his eyebrows. Liberals have backed themselves into a corner by accepting this whole gender identity insanity, not just by accepting men changing to women and women changing to men, but the whole gender fluid and gender nonconforming, gender non-binary, the 58 different genders that were added to Facebook, which then weren't enough, so now it's just fill your own gender in. Here's two black women on MSNBC talking about Rachel Dolezal, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman who identifies as black, And they say that she may actually be black because that's how she feels.
I wonder, can it be that one would be cis black and trans black? That there is actually a different category of blackness that is about the achievement of blackness despite one's parentage. Is that possible?
It's absolutely possible. I mean, why not? I mean...
why not? It's called biology. It's called science. Never mind. Why am I even wasting my...
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're now an hour into this worldwide broadcast, and joining us is a true visionary, best-selling author, researcher, scientist, Dr. Michael Savage. He's written many number one New York Times best-selling books, but he's got the newest one I can't wait to read, God, Faith, and Reason. Now, I think we should start first with the book and the time we have him with us. Then we'll get into Russiagate and the calls for martial law, the calls for killing the president. Sweden is pushing to change their flag to an Islamic flag, saying that we started the Crusades and we're bad, despite the fact that it's the opposite. He was the first person I ever heard, like 15 years ago, say that liberalism was a mental disorder. And I got that some were clearly mentally ill. But now, with Trump derangement syndrome, it's a mass psychology, a mass mental illness, and it's getting worse. And the most radical ones are adding to the hysteria. It's like telling a schizophrenic, oh, it is true. There are men in the walls coming to eat you. That'll make them go jump off a cliff. So now the media has told them, yes, Nazis are everywhere. Yes, everything's horrible. Even though the economy's getting better and all these good things are happening, they are literally going insane and assaulting Dr. Savage, myself, women wearing Make America Great Again hats are being beaten up on the street. Michael Savage, you told us what was coming. So tell us the next level. What's coming next?
Look, I wrote God, Faith, and Reason, but it doesn't mean that I talk to God. I've been looking for him all my life, you know. What's coming next is just finish the narrative of where the insane go. When the insane take over the asylum, what do? They kill everyone in sight, then they start eating each other. They eat each other. They become cannibals. I predict cannibalism is on the horizon, which will be sold as a wholesome alternative to veganism. In other words, you go all the way down the line of no living creatures, but now eat people, because that's the natural way. After all, that's the way it was done in the South Pacific until the missionaries came along and told the savages, it's not okay to eat your daughter's nose, which they did. I spent many years in the South Pacific. The last piece of human flesh that was known to have been eaten in the Fiji Islands was in 1939 in front of a missionary. When they took a young girl, you talk about molestation, they took one of the young girls from the servant class, actually the slave class in their village, and they cut her nose off and threw it on the fire to roast it for the missionary, and he respectfully declined. Yes, that's right. Missionaries saved them from cannibalism, never given credit for that, because the psychotics must go through hell in order to be saved, and that's where they're going. But they're not taking me with them, I'll tell you right now, Alex. They're not taking you with them. They're not taking your audience with them. All I can say is, if they want to go there, good luck to them. But don't try to take us, because we ain't going with you.
And what you're saying is dead on. Because I remember listening about 2 years ago, you said they're going to eat their own. The next level of psychotic behavior is cannibalism, inmates literally killing the wardens and then finally killing themselves. And they're already politically doing it with Donna Brazile coming out and Wolf Blitzer and even Rachel Maddow's brother over there, Hayes or whatever his name is. They're all turning against the Clintons right now. What do you make of this?
It's a game. It's a shell game. They know she's unelectable, so they figure get rid of her and get someone even more psychotic than she is, someone more power mad than she is, someone more to the left, if you want to put it in common parlance, than she is. She's yesterday's news. She lost the election. She's burned her. Her path is over. So they figure, you know, burn her. What do they got to lose? This way they can make believe they're fair. And what is worse than Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton is power mad, but in a strange way, she's a centrist power mad person, leavened by her husband, by the way, who's far less crazy than she is. I don't think you've heard anyone say that. Bill Clinton would be less of a danger to the country than Hillary is. But they're yesterday's news. They're old. They're not progressive enough, you know, Alex. You got to get someone who's half lizard, half human, and wholly insane in order to run for office and have Machel Radkow, you know, support her. Wolf Blitzer, I don't know what did it to him. Nice Jewish boy from Israel, comes to America, makes a fortune, and then hates the country. What did it? My guess is all the carbon dioxide from all the seltzer in Brooklyn. That's what I think accounts for most of the liberalism. I mean, they say carbon dioxide is a threat. They're obsessed with carbon dioxide without even knowing that without carbon dioxide, there wouldn't be any plant life. Without plant life, we'd all be dead. And, of course, what's interesting is that during the period when we had higher levels of carbon dioxide, I'm talking eons ago, there was more plant life, which allowed more animal life to grow. Having said all of that, all the years in New York City that the seltzer men were around selling these bottles of seltzer on trucks, it was a very popular beverage. Well, I think that the little bubbles of carbon dioxide in the seltzer water somehow crossed the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly.
And destroyed an entire generation that's now running the media. I can name them all. Wolf Blitzer, seltzer, carbon dioxide, toxic poisoning. Shall I name all of those who must have been OD'd on seltzer as children as they sat around the tables discussing Karl Marx and Engels for breakfast and then were sent to camps in the Poconos? The red diaper doper baby camps, where they could go to communist camps and sing the Communist Internationale. If you think I'm making this up, people don't know anything about the history of the New York liberal. I know everything about it because I ran from them.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of folks that actually went through that will tell you, like Joseph Farah, your friend from WorldNet Daily. He was a young Lebanese American, but his parents were communists in New York, and they literally sent him to communist camp and were literally training him to be a weather underground person.
I know. Well, I was never trained to be a weather underground person. I was trained just to get out there and not get stepped on by life. And, you know, here I am. You know, Alex, it'll be 24 years this March that I'm in radio. It was purely as a result of praying to God to open up the Red Sea for me that this happened. But I've told my listeners, and I'm going to tell them again today, and I'd like to mention it to your great audience. Okay, what's this with a God book, Savage? What, you suddenly find religion? It's not that I found religion. I've been searching for it. I've been looking for God ever since I've been a little boy. Whether it was the little boy story that I tell boy in the papers in the street, four-year-old kid, Bronx, Longfellow Avenue, a Jewish newspaper is blowing up the street. I thought it was a holy book. I didn't even understand the language, but I thought it was a holy book. I ran after these sheets of paper in the street, bundled them up in the wind. It's a true story. Brought home this a whole bundle of paper. Mom, look what I found. Look what I found. I saved this. And she laughed and she patted me on the head. She said, it's okay, Michael. It's just a newspaper. So I've been looking for an evidence, the evidence, and all I found are glimpses. And here's my most important point. It's my Einsteinian moment, Alex. I discovered it in writing this book. Why is God invisible to us? Why are we not idol worshippers? Why are we not worshipping period blood and chicken feathers, as so many of the immigrants seem to do in basements, you know, with chickens and vultures and God knows what? You drive around San Francisco. There used to be, in New York, on the cars, a little St. Christopher medal on the dashboard, right? I figured they're nice Catholic people. You drive around in San Francisco, they can't even see through the windshield. Dream catchers, pillows, voodoo dolls. This is the meltdown of the United States of America. Once we lost our connection to the roots of America, which was deeply rooted in monotheism, in one God, once we lost that, we started to lose America. And it all started with Allen Ginsberg, Timothy Leary, and William Kunstler, the three most evil people in the history of this country, who took this country from where it was to where it is. And we've only begun on this insane road, Alex. You know it and I know it. You live it every day. So what are we on the other side of reality supposed to do? Put up with it? Well, we do, but we got to resist the resistors because we are the true resistance. They're garbage. They're nothing. They're insane. They'll go away like you blow them down in the wind.
And historically, we're going to come back and talk about
it. I'm not to fear them. They're nothing. They're garbage. And I want to know why the Hell's Angels haven't come out, the plumbers haven't come out with pipes, the electricians haven't come out with wire and said, cross this line. That's it. You know, back in the 60s, during the anti-war demonstrations in New York, the head of the plumbers union said enough is enough with these scumbags. And he called out the plumbers to come out to the next hippie march. Let me tell you something. The hippies never marched again where the plumbers were. And that's what has to happen. There has to be a line in this country. It's enough for these insane crybabies.
All right. Michael Savage is on fire today. So we're going to come back and get more into the book because he's absolutely right. He called it his Einsteinian moment. It's true. Once you have just basic good God out of your life, you disintegrate into human sacrifice, idiocy. The mass mental craziness is intensifying. We'll cover it on the other side.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to be talking much because Savage rarely gets wound up here on the air. And a lot of times when he does, he gets so angry he's got to go off the air. So I'm going to try to just let him flow because he's in rare form today, and I love it, as long as he'll stay with us this hour. Or much of this hour. He's got the new book out that I can't wait to read, God, Faith, and Reason, Michael Savage. The fact that Michael Savage was looking for God, like Carl Jung, you know, was seeing in archetypes, meant that he had God's stamp on him. People that are looking to destroy God and overturn goodness and overturn decency and who say there isn't a God, and who are saying that basically their God, or they're going to destroy God, or they're going to worship human sacrifice, or they're going to worship ugliness, they're of their father, the devil. I don't care what religion or culture you come from. When you look at globalism, the leftists, the Soviets, the Nazis, all these authoritarian systems, they had a bloodlust to run everybody else's lives, to control language, and basically had a mass psychology and a will to kill. And that's what Michael Savage was starting to get into. And now we see the left going, yeah, we want guns. We're going to kill you. And we're communist. And we hate you. And we're going to bring in radical Islamics. And we're going to, you know, let them promote slavery in their own countries. We're going to have Muslim women who are hardcore Islamicists, like Linda Saussure, lead women's marches. We now learn what it's really all about as the gloves come off, the mask comes off, and we're face to face with 21st century evil. Michael Savage, you were on fire last segment. I'm showing footage of Mall of America from 2 days ago on our TV feed where a Somali man stabbed another two people screaming Allah Akbar, and now many areas of the country look like Somalia. Please continue.
Well, on my website, I put up Somali Muslim stabs. They didn't report that. They said it was a burglary gone wrong. I never saw such propaganda in my life. Trump calls it fake news. This is not fake news. This is beyond Goebbels, what we're seeing. I have never thought I'd live through a time when you look at people in the media. They look normal. They look like they want to live. They don't look suicidal. You know, ordinary men, women of all races, they're insane. They're suicidal. They're digging their children's graves. What is it going to take for them to understand that they are the problem? They're the gatekeepers of information. We're marginal. You have a small show that's large in reach and power. I have a show that's small in a way, but very large in reach and power. Alex, can we save the country from these insane bastards before it's too late? Well, this is different than other countries. We're not disarmed. We haven't been disarmed. And let me tell you something. There are tens of thousands of retired military, retired cops, and unretired military and unretired cops. No one's stepping on them. It's just not going to be as easy as it was in 1917 in Russia, where the guns had been seized. It's certainly not going to be as easy as the knocking on the door in Germany, Poland, Hungary, and the other places where the Jews and others had been disarmed. And let me tell you,
and is that why they're so upset? Is because our ancestors laid down provisions for just their type of scum?
I don't know who we're talking about when we say they. Who's the head of this?
I mean, who are the leftists? Mentally ill devil worshippers?
How many are there? How many are there of these boogeymen? Who are they? Who are they? Who's actually?
They're the SJWs. They're the mainstream media. It's the Hollywood crowd. It's the big mega banks. It's all the elites that want to. It's people like Jeff Bezos who gets all this taxpayer money and all these monopolies, and then he's literally working with the Washington Post to try to shut me and Matt Drudge and others down and calling us all Russian agents.
Yeah, I saw that's crazy about Drudge. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy sends more traffic to the Washington Post than anyone else. And they attack him to show you how insane they really are. But let's forget Bezos for 1 minute. We say the enemy, they want to get us. You touched on an important point, okay? God, the way we know God, Christians or Jews in this country, gives us free will. We're the ultimately the most free people on earth. If we actually believe in God, we come to understand we have free will. He gave us life, but we have free will to act out our lives. The opposite are the statists or the central governmentists, if you want to call them, all of these other demons. They say, no, you have no free will. We are your will. We are your will. We are the Hitlers. We are the Stalins. We are the Mussolinis. We are the Pol Pots. We tell you what shall be. We are your will. You have no freedom. You're just a mote in the mire. A mote in the mire. You're nothing. And that is the greatest threat to these globalists, which is free will. Individualism, if you want to call it that. So I, as a tremendously independent individual, I never liked anyone telling me what to do. It's just a part of my nature. It doesn't mean I'm a tough guy. I'm not bulletproof. I'm just resistant to people telling me what to do.
You're not taking it lying down.
Whether it was a teacher saying to me when I was young, you're not a gentleman. I used to hear that all the time. I didn't want to be a gentleman. What do you mean you're not a gentleman? What does that mean? Remember how they train kids? You're not a gentleman? What do you want me to do? What, do you want to step on me and put on a skirt? You want to turn me into like a trans whatever? I mean, get off my back. Don't tell me what to do. I'll tell you what to do. So now we're facing this thing with God. Let's go back to God. The E equals MC squared moment. I didn't even explain it. It's the most important thing. Okay. So all my life I looked for God. I can't find him. I'm saying, where's God? Where's God? I can't see him. The Buddhists worship a statue, right? In essence, they're idol worshippers. I love their poetry, but basically you're worshiping an idol. All of these Catholics who left Catholicism to fake Buddhism, you know, with the hands in the restaurants, like, thank you for the water, and they thank the waiter 50 times for a napkin. They don't even know what Buddhism is. That's not Buddhism. The fallen American religious person who becomes a Buddhist, they don't even know what Buddhism is. Okay, so now we come to us. We can't find God. We can't see God. We can't touch God. Why? Aha, the moment. God doesn't want us to see him, feel him, and touch him. Why? Because in searching for him everywhere, that's the finding. In searching, we find. That's the success.
By the way, I hadn't read your book, but you notice I just said that. The fact that you were seeking as a child showed, I mean, that's the proof right there.
Well, I always was looking for his presence, whether it was the newspaper blowing down the street, or looking at cloud formations or studying the stars. Or, you know, I became a biologist for a reason, which was to, when I first saw the bones of a bird in anatomy, and I said, oh, my God, look how God or the grand designer created the bones of a bird are hollow. Why are they hollow? So the bird can fly. The bones are lighter than ours, right? Mammalian bones are not hollow. The bird's bones have holes in them, in essence. This is so genius, right? And then you look at the bird's wing folded up and you unfold it and you see anatomical similarities to our hands and you say there has to be a grand design. Then you study Einstein. You know, the kids in college have the picture of him with the crazy hair with the tongue out. That wasn't Einstein. Einstein is the man who went to the perimeters of the universe and came back and said, the more I study the outreaches of the universe, the more I understand there has to be a God. That's what Einstein actually said in his later years. He wasn't this great atheistic hippie.
And that's the left's triumph, is they take icons and turn them towards their service. Let's come back and talk about your Einstein moment straight ahead with Michael Savage, the new book, God, Faith, and Reason. This is something you want to read and share with people. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Michael's got a dog in his lap. We're going to come back.
Well, that's my mascot. And by the way, he's real because I feel he's real, just like your trans people. Is he real?
Do you identify as a walrus? Maybe I do.
He looks real. He sounds real.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Michael Savage, what a treat. God, Faith, and Reason, Michael Savage, number one New York Times bestselling author. I cannot wait to read this book. In fact, once the kids go to bed tonight, I'm going to start getting into it. Then I'll until two in the morning reading the whole thing. I will get it read by this weekend. Because the more I burrow into the mental illness of the left, there are a bunch of people that want to be alphas, but they don't want the responsibility. And they're not real intellectuals. They want to say they're the intellectuals, then create an authoritarian system where all thought has to be approved by them. That's called a cult. And they are waging war with any stable civilization because they want to conquer it instead of joining with it. It's just a bunch of betas getting together and trying to be alphas, is my view. And Michael Savage, who just joined us, was getting into...
I like the Brave New World analogy. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta. I think they're more like deltas. You look at guys like Wolf Blitzer. Do you actually think he's even a beta? These people are fakers. There's nothing there. There's no education. There's no knowledge. There's no history. Or you bring others up. Well, what have they actually achieved? Who are they? What have they written that anyone will remember? Alex, I have to interject right now because I believe my book today, this one is my most important book. I think it's the definitive book I've written that could lead America back to the standards we hold in esteem. It may sound too megalomaniacal for most people, but you know what? So what? I've got to say it. If I won't, who will? If I'm not for myself, who will be? If I'm only for myself, who
am I? But it's no brag, just fact. If not for people like you and a few others, Matt Drudge, Donald Trump, let's say it, myself and a few others, if we weren't here, we would have lost. So we have to admit we are the resistance. Our audience is really the key. And so it's true. We would be totally defeated if it wasn't for us. And that means our audience. So let's just, we're not taking credit. We're saying we've got the munitions that will blow the enemy up.
We'd be out of business. Alex, I want to do something for you and your audience, which is this. You know, there's a lot of books. There's a lot of Hackney writing. This is my magnus opus. It's based on my entire life quest. Can I read you a half of a page?
Hey, please take over. Please do the next segment. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
I was at a funeral for a friend's father. And I had told a friend of mine who was an American, you know, a World War II hero, who was a bit of a Nazi. I loved him anyway. We were friends. We argue all the time, but we had a mutual respect for each other. And we'd fight, argue, whatever. So my friend's father dies. Henry had survived Auschwitz. They cut three of his fingers off in a saw. He was an extremely bitter man. So he dies. And so I go to the funeral. And my friend, the Nazi kind of, Nazi sympathies, was Bob. So I'm going to read from there. It's a half a page. So Bob shut his mouth that night many years ago. And as I've said, he tends to harbor certain Nazi sentiments. So when I told him about Murray's mutilated hand, I wasn't surprised at his lack of immediate pitying sounds, but I like a challenge, so I went on. Murray never cried about his hand, I told Bob. He came to America with Florence, who he met somewhere over there, and had a family, namely Joel. He was full of life, this Murray. He was a big drinker. He loved women. He beat his son with a strap, but he was a big personality. Bob nodded at that. I think the anti-Semite in him liked the never cried and beat his son parts of Murray, so I proceeded with my funeral story. I had lost touch with my friend Joel for a few years. His wife threw him out for beating her and at least one of their daughters. And he was in one of his episodic hidings, this time from the sheriff's department. They were after him for his house and all his earnings to give to his greedy wife. Somehow I heard his father, Murray, had cancer and was dying. I called his mother and went over a few days later. We brought over a bag of groceries, you know, French bread, a pound of sliced turkey, some wine, some vegetables, and a quart of milk. The usual stuff you bring when someone's sick, poor, and housebound. Florence and Joel greeted us at the door of their little one-bedroom apartment. I always liked it there, remembering the holidays of my own house when I was a boy. Having been in the antique business like my deceased father, Benny, the place was filled with oversized, high-quality furniture and paintings. Murray was in a bathrobe in a gigantic English armchair, shrunken but beautiful in a way. He pulled me close and said, Michael, I remember when you took me and Joel to Berkeley almost 20 years ago. I know you almost 20 years. That's not a short time, he said. You took me to a bar on Telegraph Avenue. Michael, those were the good times. Now are the bad times. Bob, I thought, did you hear this? I extend one good deed 20 years ago, and this guy remembers. It's like one of the best moments of his life, this one drink I bought him. So he goes fast into the hospital where he insists they let him out, probably to die at home. And 3 or 4 days later, boom, it's over like that. Joel told me he had been sick most of the night, vomiting, probably those toxic chemicals. He forces himself up and says, Joel, she's there on your left, the angel of death. Joel gets scared. He says, Pop, there's nobody here but me and Mom. Murray stares at the big chair across the small room. To your right, Joel, on the couch. There, there. He stands up, starts to walk across the room, and collapses. I can see that even the anti-Semite Bob is tearing up, wiping the tears from his face. Listen, you racist bastard, I said to him, looking at that hole in the ground with Murray's casket so bare, and hearing the rabbi's ancient chant and watching the young Mexican gravediggers move by that chant, I became reminded of my own hole waiting. I never knew where I wanted to live, I whispered to Joel's friend from Israeli intelligence, and I sure don't know where I want to die. We never know where we're going to die, he reminded me with a 70s rocker's cackle and grin. That's it. I write jazz. See, people think of me in a way that I'm not. They make me into what I'm not. They categorize you. They categorize me. I'm fundamentally a poet and a writer who's also got some political beliefs. I'm not a politician who also writes. And they want to challenge me on a literary level. If they want to challenge me, let them write something better than that. It's in God, Faith, and Reason. This is not a book of preachy. This is a book of stories.
Well, exactly. And what I get from that is death's the great equalizer, and all of our shared humanity and struggles together unify us. And if you tell stories about life and death and friends, it brings everybody together. Some, you know, a Holocaust survivor or some guy with Nazi sympathies. That's why they want to keep us divided and dumb the culture down, because literature like that, that points out real feelings we had, unifies us in our humanity and our life and our death.
The vision is what we're talking about, and we have to remember that as the true resistance. Isn't it interesting how smart the devil is? They take we who are the resistance and make themselves into resistors.
Exactly.
I see all these dumb idiots driving around here in San Francisco with the bumper stickers that say resist.
I've been saying we are the resistance for decades. Suddenly they're the resistance. No, we haven't taken the country back. We're just beginning to pull the pus out.
Well, I understand all of it. The hatred for Donald Trump is not really a hatred for Donald Trump. It's a hatred for white, heterosexual, Christian males. We know that. Everyone knows that. It's because he's a white, heterosexual, Christian male. It's not because he's a left-winger or a right-winger. They just wanted somebody other than a white, heterosexual, Christian male in the White House. Period. End of story.
I was going to ask you that. We do one more little segment after the break. Now suddenly it's a coming out, not mainly by minorities, it's mainly white people and others saying whites are evil, get rid of them. If you have a white baby, abort it. Major feminist magazines. This isn't just a few people. The left is really showing us that they're anti-Christian, anti-white to a Hitlerian level, but reverse. But Hitler wasn't a Christian. He was anti-Christian.
This is how it started. This is what they do. They demonize us first. Then they march us into the camps, and then they kill us. I'm warning people out there. It's much worse than they think. It starts with an idea. The Holocaust started with an idea written by a French anti-Semite a long time before the ovens were actually built, a long time before the Zyklon B was actually manufactured. I'm warning everybody listening to me. These professors are the true evil Nazis of our time. These must be weeded out like the poison that they are. And the universities that harbor these evil, failed intellects must be called on the carpet as well. I blame the universities. I don't blame these marginal psychotics. Pol Pot. How did Pol Pot start? A little tiny guy in Cambodia. He went to Paris to study Marxism. He became enthralled with Marxism. He came back and introduced Marxism in Cambodia. He put together the 13-year-olds, the 14-year-olds. He gave them the red bandanas. He called them the Red Brigades. What did the Red Brigades do? The Khmer Rouge. They went and they started by humiliating the middle class. Their own race now. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, architects.
Hold on. Do one more segment. Explain the process of how they get a group ready to be exterminated. And you see it again exactly being followed formulaically. And then you hear the weathermen and others saying, we're going to round up the Christians and conservatives. We're going to kill you.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And equipment. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. It's an information war. I go out in downtown Austin, downtown San Francisco, downtown areas, Upper West Side, New York, Seattle. People punch me. They throw coffee at me. They slap me in the back of the head. They come up behind me and knock my food over and just say, F you, Nazi. And then their behavior is so Nazi-like in the stages of authoritarianism. First they yell at you, then they attack you, then they shut your business down, then they make you live in a ghetto, then they haul you off to prison. And Michael Savage was getting into the left their authoritarianism. And all over the news, hashtag hunt Republicans, and Rand Paul being tackled and attacked, and Republican members of city councils being shot in the face by their neighbors, and Congressman Scalise, and on, they're getting violent. They want violence. They're pushing it, and you were getting historically with the Khmer Rouge, Cambodia, and the Pol Pot, the killing fields, as an example, but it always basically follows the same formulae. Please continue with that historic warning, Dr. Savage.
I will, but I want to say something. The book God, Faith, and Reason is a very benign-looking book, isn't it, Michael? They don't know. Let's say you don't know me. You see this in a bookstore. Nice old guy, God, Faith, and Reason. If people took this to work and put it on their desks, let's see how tolerant the left is from a benign book such as this, which is almost apolitical, okay? Let's just see it as a little billboard on a desk at work. Pol Pot, Cambodia. Nice professor goes to Paris, studies Marxism, comes back and says, I'm going to introduce that economic system. So he introduces it. Then he hires 12, 13, 14-year-old boys and girls, gives them the Khmer Rouge, the red scarf. He tells them, go out and humiliate the teachers. Anyone who could read or write, anyone who was literate in Cambodia, was targeted by the Marxists. Didn't matter. All one race, remember that. Teachers, doctors, lawyers, engineers, accountants, didn't matter. Any literate person was first humiliated, personally humiliated in the street like you're being yelled at. That's how it starts. And the thugs, the Khmer Rouge, then worked them in the fields and killed them. Now we had the Mountain of Skulls. That's what communism brings. That's what Rachel Maddow, Wolf Blitzer and company will bring to this country unless they are taught who they are and what they're doing to this nation. They may not actually think they want that to happen, but they will lead to a mountain of skulls unless they are reined in. Somebody has to explain to these sub-morons, these sub-intellectuals, these pseudo-intellectuals, these uneducated dolts, that things start with an idea. Okay? Now, you see in this country, who's the Khmer Rouge? Do we have it? Well, of course we have it.
The Antifa, the Democratic Party.
How about Ferguson, Missouri? How about Baltimore, Maryland? What was that? There was a reason for Ferguson burning a city down, attacking police? The killing of police, the war against police, this is all part of the same Khmer Rouge effect in the United States of America. They couch it under the guise of only certain lives matter. They use race as a shield and a spear to silence those of us who see who they are, but never forget their end. They have said point blank what they want to do. They want to kill 30 million Americans. I read this in the 60s, Alex. This is nothing new. I forget the name of the group. He's still alive. He's Obama's good friend there in Chicago.
Yeah, that's the weatherman that Bill Ayers said.
Thank you. Bill Ayers was a member of a group that said if we kill 30 million Americans, we'll be able to save America. Don't think that they still don't want to do it.
Well, our population's doubled since then, so it'd be 60 million.
Well, about the number that was killed in other countries under that kind of psychosis. So if it's kill or be killed, people better take the proper steps to protect themselves. Last February, I was attacked outside a restaurant. Remember that story?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm an older guy. I didn't pick a fight. I was sitting there with my dog having two drinks. People came like me. We talked. And some guy was on the end of a bar, older guy. I didn't say one word to him. I didn't even look at him. I didn't know who he was. I walk out of the restaurant. I turn around. There he is looming over me, 20 years younger, a foot taller. One thing led to another. I wound up on my ass. Luckily, I didn't die. I didn't break my skull. The dog got scared to death. The poor little Teddy was shaking like a leaf.
Rand Paul had six broken ribs and a punctured lung, and then now he's come out and said, no, the neighbor hates me. He's a leftist, and the media is making excuses for it. He tackled him and then started stomping him in his yard.
Unbelievable. This guy should be charged with murder. First of all, he's a U.S. senator. How come he had no Secret Service? Dianne Feinstein has Secret Service? Wait a minute. Why doesn't he have any Secret Service? It only applies to the leftists? Let's put that aside. We're all
that's the conservatives and people are just too regular. He was mowing his own yard.
Well, that's a terrible story. He could have been killed. But the point of my being knocked to the ground was, who protected me at that time from getting killed, hurt, banging my head, breaking my ribs? I'm an older guy. How come I didn't break anything? Alex, I'm going to tell this story on the air today. Several times in my life, and I'm not tempting fate. God knows I'm not tempting fate. I've seen a hand come down. A hand came down, cushioned the blow. It could be the push-ups I do at night. It could be a lifetime of very clean living. That's a joke. But nothing broke. I was in Fiji 30, 40 years ago when I was a plant collector looking for medicinal plants way ahead of all of the, you know, all of the people who know that think they know this field right now, plant collector. One night we're drinking kava kava all night. I wanted to leave the village. All of my Melanesian friends, they're black people in the islands. They used to look at me when we drank a lot of kava and they'd say to me, in Fijian, I think he's Fijian. They look at my eyes. I guess that was a transracial thing at the time. They love me. I love them. All of a sudden, in the middle of this kava drinking, I had an instinct. I wanted to leave that village. I said, so my friend Domenico said, don't go, don't go, don't go. I said, I have to go. He said, I can't go right now, man. We've been drinking this all night. I said, I got to get out of here. So I go. I walk in the dark along an edge. I go back to my other village. The next morning, he comes to me. He was like shaking. He said, come back with me. I want you to see what you walked on. He said, you were walking on a path that fell about 500 feet to the sea. It was 6 inches wide, this little path that you were on, and you didn't fall. I look back on that moment, and I have to say to you, I think that God put me here for a reason, and I think the reason is the sine qua non of God, faith, and reason. I believe this book could be the one that reaches to those who have left God. And again, it's not a book to bring you to a church or a synagogue or a temple. It's a book to bring you to yourself, because in looking for God, you'll find yourself. People don't know who they are today. You'll throw away the drugs. You'll throw away all the crutches. You'll throw away the beads. You'll throw away the dream catchers. You'll throw away your evil leftism, and you just might find that God might be your salvation. Because believe me, as I sit here, there's a reason for everything, and God is above all of us. As Rocky Graziano, the great middleweight fighter, said, somebody up there likes me, and I hope that somebody up there likes you, Alec, and I hope somebody up there likes me, and I hope somebody up there really still likes America, despite what we have done to ourselves by permitting this virus of left-wing fascism to take over the country.
Well, I think you've hit the heart here. It's not just that liberalism is a mental illness. Liberals hate God, and they hate existing success, and they don't want to join with it. Even though we're not trying to make them, we have free will. They don't like that we made some of the better free will discussions and some of the better free will choices in our life. And they don't like free will and want to force us into their authoritarianism. And then they believe they're in power by bullying us intellectually and spiritually. As they see us rebelling, they're having an existential crisis because they feel like they're dying. As their control over us is dissipated, they're going through a true breakdown.
Look at all the major inventions of the world. Trains, cars, planes, telegraph, computers, medical advances. I'm sorry to break the news to all of those out there who don't want to know the news. All invented by dead white males. You want to make it real down home here? I can name one invention after the other. Almost all of them invented by dead white males. Now, it is true that thousands of years ago, or 1,000 years ago, actually, China was more advanced than any country on Earth. 6-masted sailing ships, coal mines. And do you know when those advancements in China came to an end? When the Mandarins took over. Who were the Mandarins of that time? The Mandarins were the central government types, the long fingernails. They sat up there in the Washington, D.C. of China, and they controlled everyone's life. They killed all creativity, all inventiveness in China.
We'd already be out of the solar system with Mars bases if the Mandarins hadn't taken over.
That's right. So the Mandarins are now trying to take over again through the media. The Mandarins are right there. Jake Tapper, Mandarin. Wolfie Blitzer.
Legalist.
Mandarin. 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 And I'm not talking about Mandarin oranges.
They're control freak cultists, a new dark age. They want to run everything.
Very dangerous people. Never forget who the enemy is. They have names. They have faces. Never forget who they are. They are the intellectual avant-garde that will lead to the mountain of skulls unless they're called out and spit upon verbally and intellectually. That's all I want to say about it. You know, at a certain time, you got to roll your sleeves up and get down in the gutter and not be so intellectual about it. These people are out for blood.
Michael Savage, thank you for giving us a whole hour. I know you're a very busy guy. Your show's coming up in 1 hour. MichaelSavage.com, the new book, God, Faith, and Reason. And folks, get my new t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund ourselves as well. The new Don't Tread on Me, free shipping store-wide. Thank you, Michael. You're amazing. Thank you for all you're doing. I can't wait to read the book.
God bless, Alex. Thank you.
We need God, absolutely. God bless you.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Support good oral health.